Hi, what's up, DWST gang? This is your founder mother, Marlene Duarte, from Drunk Words, Sober Thoughts. Duh, obviously. Hi, guys. I promise this Drunk Words, Sober Thoughts won't be so intense as the last one. Today's episode is more laid back, more chill, more about talking about showing others with your own actions how you want to be treated on a day-to-day basis. Like, you know, treat others how you want to be treated. Reflect with your actions just how you mean it in your own self-conscious self. Like, I'm very kind to others, to strangers on a day-to-day, daily basis. I strongly agree on that. Because, I would like to expect to be receiving the same energy I give out in the first place. Because nothing is way better and cooler than just existing. Am I right? Like, being generously, respectfully kind, and just vibe in the same moment at the same time, and then it's done, move on, and just keep chilling on, move forward. And with that being said, what I'm trying to say today is I try every day to stay in this nice zone, conscious bubble in my mind, because you never know what others are going through or if they're having a bad day. I would hate to be that person that just makes it worse, or just more worse, you know, just add to it. And there's times where my patience is being tested and it's wearing thin, and I have to tell, like, my other side in my head, like in my conscious, not to feed into that negative energy, because if I end up giving into the negativity, then my mind just breaks loose and I just become this like mean person, and that's like a big mistake, and it's not mentally good for me, and it's just spiritually draining too. And that's also part of my healing and forgiving self journey currently right now, to also accept myself both physically and mentally on a day-to-day basis. It's me versus me every day, lately, but every day it's me versus me. Being in my 30s, being in the 30s has been a crazy roller coaster trip of a life so far, you guys. Lessons, life lessons don't ever stop, guys. Like, there's not one every day for sure, there's one every day. And I'm not saying that's bad, because I take it always as a positive, and as a positive alternative way. Like, no matter what day it is, every day I start telling myself, I'm not going to have a bad day. Like, today it will be a good day. Like, I got this. Let's do this. And if a Tesla cuts me off on the road that day, that's fine. I just fucking let them cut me off. It's not worth my energy, not worth wasting my energy on that. And it's just not worth it. And I honestly, truth to the universe, getting let go of my last job, I was like so proud, was one of the cherry on tops of my crazy oddly life, guys, at the end of the fucking year of last year. Well, like, I'm still processing changes in the background of my life, and I'm like dealing with having to adapt to these changes, such as what being seeing my firstborn and only son grow dramatically, like his voice changing, him officially being like 5 inches taller than me, having to get used to looking up at him instead of looking down at my little boy, my first little boy, is no more little, but just a tall, gentle, shy, giant guys, and having to get used to seeing my youngest one, like little kid now, not the little baby anymore. She's, you know, she says she's a big girl now, and she tells me, "Mommy, I can't wait to go to work just like you." And I'm like, "Oh my god, dude, like, hold on." I'm like, "Don't, there's no rush, there's no hurry, Lana. Just enjoy being you and just be you. That's all you need to do right now." And she's like, "Okay, Mommy," and she smiles. So the moment I'm taking all that in, and this is like at the end of the year of last year of 2023, and then they're still staying at this whole little hotel with my little family while working at Wally's and working a second job just to barely make it and save up for our future home at the same time, you know, but still processing all that at the same time, still processing grief at the same time. And then the only good part at the moment right there is finishing my community service. So in a way, I was at the same time seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, or I so thought. Boy, was I wrong. I ended up getting Lego Wally's while still living and staying in a hotel. Now, straight up, just depending on the recent part-time job that I just got and Tom's job, I completely broke into pieces after each blow of sad news, like while staying at the same time and just staying, remaining to stay positive. It's one of like the hardest, it was hard, and it was just like one of the hardest things to do on a day-to-day basis, but I got no choice but to keep moving forward. After Wally's, I haven't had any luck on like getting a job, aiming a good interview. I'm getting hired for the past, I haven't been hired for the past 3 months, unemployed, but I'm still helping. I still got my side job, so that's something, and I still have the help of my Tom. So for these last finally 4 months later landing a great job, it was worth the 20 something 30 something interviews later since been letting go of Wally's. So honestly, a normal day for me for Mars, honestly, it's always been different since. The only thing that's the same almost every day for me is to go to the gym in the mornings for 30 to 40 minute workout every day. And then other than that, every day, just after that, every day has been different one since then. But I'm also super stoked, like I'm super excited to start this new job like in May. So it's also going to be like a whole new chapter in my life that I'm like anxiously looking forward to, and I'm excited to see what my work environment will be like, because it's definitely going to be way different. I'm more chill than Wally's, so I won't be backbreaking myself. And another positive one, pro, is I get to shop. Like, I have a reason to go shopping for new clothes, like whole new wardrobe, new office clothes. And hopefully that still cheers me up, because I also haven't been in the mood for like to go shopping, you know. I have a good quote that kind of ties up with all this, and it's from Maya Angelou, and it says, "You may not control all the events that happen to you, but you can decide not to be reduced." Until next Drunk Words Sober Thoughts with your founder, mother.